You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Need a fall TV preview? DeZeus and Mero Are Here to Help by Mark Yarm. Having a TV show gives you carte blanche to say whatever you want about any other TV show, says the kid Mero, one half of Viceland's raucous late-night talk fest, DeZeus and Mero. Co-host DeZeus Nice takes it a step further. If you don't have a TV show, you shouldn't be allowed to comment on TV shows. This is my new 1% way of living. And when you're that high up in the entertainment world, you're free to pass judgment on the new crop of fall TV series, even if you've only seen the trailers, which is all we could show the comedy duo anyway. 1. The Gifted, Fox. An X-Men spin-off centering on a family with two mutant teenagers. Mero shouts to Marvel for being so expansive that I have no idea what this is, but it's probably been around for 35 years. DeZeus, I think they're new characters. What would be your mutant power? Mero, smoking weed at an alarming rate. I have that power right now. DeZeus, enemies coming up and you're just blowing weed on them. Mero, I just got this dry cleaned. Why'd you do that? 2. Wisdom of the Crowd, CBS. A Silicon Valley exec, Jeremy Piven, launches a crowdsourcing platform to solve his daughter's murder. Mero, this is Waze for snitching. DeZeus, they're jumping on the new wave of crowdsourcing that's only been around for 10 years. But if you're watching CBS, you don't know what computers are. Get ready for letters from your meemaw. Turn off your phone. They're crowdsourcing you. Mero, Jeremy Piven will always be airy to me. And shout out to him for getting a brand new head of hair. 3. The Deuce, HBO. The Wire creator David Simon returns with a new prestige series set in New York City in the grimy 70s, starring multiple Wire alumni plus Maggie Gyllenhaal and James Franco as twins. Mero, is this about Times Square when it was shitty? Oh, I'm all in. DeZeus, the prostitution, the drugs, you could get anything. Get ready, this is the new Hamilton. Every dinner party. Did you watch The Deuce? Have you seen the Dickensian aspect of Times Square in the 70s? It's the most important thing right now. It's what this generation needs. 4. Star Trek Discovery, CBS All Access. Set a decade before the events of the original Trek, this streaming series stars The Walking Dead's Sonequa Martin-Green. This streaming series stars The Walking Dead's Sonequa Martin-Green as first officer of the USS Shenzhou. Mero, black woman saves the universe? Very strong statement. I'm behind it. DeZeus, I feel like it's going to be controversial on Reddit. Are they doing this because of diversity? Mero, I'm like, bruh, there's a guy on this who looks like your thumb when you take a shower for too long. DeZeus, so why can't you have a black person space captain? 5. Alex Inc., ABC. Zach Braff stars in, directs, and executive produces this sitcom based on Startup, the popular podcast about launching a podcast company? DeZeus. As someone who has a podcast, I can tell you that the general American public are going to be like, what is a podcast? You're going to have to spend every episode describing to people what a podcast is. Mero, I have disliked Zach Braff ever since I traveled very far to go girls. I have disliked Zach Braff ever since I traveled very far to a girl's house to have intercourse with her, and instead we watched Garden State, and she fell asleep, and then I went home. That's a very valid reason for not liking Zach Braff. 6. The Orville Fox. A live-action Star Trek spoof created by and starring Family Guy mastermind Seth MacFarlane. DeZeus, this is like a side joke from Family Guy, and they blew it up for a whole season. Mero, Seth MacFarlane, you don't have to star in everything you do. DeZeus, we're laughing that this is terrible, but in 3 years we're going to be doing this exact show. Mero, DeZeus and Mero in space? This is terrible. DeZeus, you're going to be interviewing someone else, and they'll be like, it's the same thing as their Viceland show. DeZeus and Mero don't even try anymore.